Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm David Marsland, and this is The Leader. A couple of years back, this is what Athens sounded like in a pre-COVID world. Bustling with tourists hitting the al fresco cafes and bars. Greece is one of the UK's most popular holiday destinations. In the halcyon days of 2018, the Greek government says 3 million Brits went there. Only Germany sent more visitors. Now there are none, and the fragile Greek economy is suffering badly. But with Britain leading the world in vaccinations and coronavirus infections falling rapidly here, Athens has been on the phone to London, and a deal could be on the cards as early as this summer. Our deputy political editor Nicholas Cecil is covering the story. So, Nicholas, should I be packing my luggage?
No, certainly I wouldn't be packing your towel quite yet. So what we discovered this morning is that talks have started between the British government and the Greek government about how summer holidays might happen if they get given the go-ahead. So it was the Greek tourism minister, Harry Theoharis, who said that technical discussions are underway. And this seems to be centred very much about how vaccine passports would work.
But that's interesting, isn't it, Nicholas? Because Boris Johnson hasn't sounded very keen at all on the idea of vaccine passports. The government seems to think that they'd be impractical. Are they just going to happen anyway?
Yes, I think the idea of vaccine passports is gaining strength for international travel. So the government doesn't want them for domestic use in Britain. So, for example, going to the cinema or to the theatre. But if countries like Greece are going to require a vaccine passport, if people want to go there without having had a test, then the British government is looking at facilitating that so people can get away for a break if it's possible to do so as COVID cases fall and if there's not too much of a threat from new variants from other parts of the world.
So would this deal only be open to people who have been vaccinated?
No, certainly not. Mr. Theoharis was making it clear that they don't want to limit visitors to just people who have had the vaccination. But what he was saying is that if people have had the jab, then you probably don't need to make them have a test as well, that would all be a bit a waste of tests.
And Greece, as we know, is a really popular tourism destination for the Brits. Greece must be really missing them and other tourists from around the world.
Yes, I think what was striking this morning from what Mr. Theoharis was saying was his tone, and that he was raising hopes that certainly for Greece that they could have what he calls a semi-normal summer. So what he was saying that with the vaccination rolls out, and he was stressing that Britain, for example, is one of the world leaders on this, and with the coronavirus infection rates likely to fall during the warmer summer months in Europe, that they're hoping that they can get their tourism industry back up and running. And obviously that's been very, very hard hit by the pandemic.
And all this appears to be coming off the back of the UK's vaccination programme, which is doing very well at the moment. And of course we've had infection rates falling quite dramatically recently as well.
Certainly our vaccination programme is doing astonishingly well. But that doesn't quite mean that holidays will be allowed. And certainly at the moment, if you come back into the UK, you need to have two tests while you quarantine, whether that's in a hotel or at home. If you have to have an additional test before departing to return home for Britain, so that three tests, for a family of four, that could be costing you over £1,000 basically to go on holiday and come back. So for quite a lot of families, that would be prohibitively expensive. So holidays are still still a dream at the moment, but there's hope that some might be allowed.
Where are we in terms of infection rates right now, Nicholas?
Yeah, certainly the figures for London are looking very promising. Their COVID cases are falling in London twice as fast as some other regions. For example, 25 boroughs saw confirmed cases go down by at least 40% in the week to February the 12th. Now, if you look at central London and a few other boroughs, 10 in total are now below a seven-day rate of 100 cases per 100,000 population. This level is significant because this level is the level that public health chiefs want the capital as a whole to get below before lockdown starts to be eased. So again, kind of, we're not there yet. We're not there by quite a long mile yet. But we're heading in the right direction. So certainly, maybe in a fortnight's time or so, you could really see London cases being significantly below a rate of 100 across the city.
And yet, Boris Johnson has again said today that he's not going to be speeding up the lifting of lockdown. That's despite success with the vaccine programme, that's despite infection rates coming down, that's despite pressure from some of his own MPs and businesses. He won't budge, will he?
Yes, I think there are a number of factors on that. One is that there's quite big regional variation. So if you look in the south, the southwest has gone below a rate of 100, the southeast is nearly there, and London's on roughly 117 at the moment. If you look in the Midlands and the North, the rates are between maybe around 150 and just under 200. So there's regional variation which has to be dealt with. There's also the concern about new variants. And we saw how the Kent variant sent cases soaring in London and parts of the southeast before Christmas. And they're concerned that something similar could happen. And that would be particularly worrying if it was a variant, a strain of the virus, which was more resistant to the vaccines.
But Greece itself doesn't appear to be that worried about the risk of mutated coronavirus.
Certainly the Greek tourism minister was sounding less concerned. That's definitely true. He was saying that the situation at the moment is not that worrisome, in his words. I think there is probably some economic factors coming into here that Greece, the tourism industry is so vital that they need to get it back on its feet. So ministers in Britain may be being more cautious on this issue of new variants.
And that's The Leader. Please hit subscribe so you don't miss our news, interviews, analysis and features every day. And give us a rating too. We love reading what you think. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.